You're on your bicycle. It's one of those perfect summer days. And you look good. You're what, 18, 19? So you've thrown on a top and those shorts your mom hates. And then something happens. It's not a big something, but you're locking your bike outside the library when this really young guy takes your picture.
Well, I'm Mike Evangelist, and we're standing on Nicollet Mall right now in front of the Minneapolis Public Library. And, this is sort of the near where it all started back in early 70s when I started taking these pictures.
Evangelist actually started in 1969, but in the early 70s, Evangelist, a high school student, took a bus from the suburbs to a part-time job at the Minneapolis post office.
My job was kind of irregular in that I didn't necessarily work every day, but I had to report every day and check the bulletin board to see if they needed us or not. And oftentimes my shift wouldn't start till 4:30, 5 o'clock, so I would come down, wander around, basically, chase girls.
What does that mean, chase girls?
Well, I always had my camera with me, so there was kind of three main subjects for my camera at the time. Cool buildings, interesting characters, and girls.
Girls. He was interested in a lot of things. I mean, he was particularly interested in girls, wasn't he?
That's Andy Sturtevant. And he wasn't shutterbugging with Evangelist in the 1970s, because he wasn't born till 1979. He met the photographer online, through Old Minneapolis, a Facebook page that exhibits photos and memorabilia of Minneapolis pre-1988.
But anyway, I noticed that there was one particular set of images that were all kind of street scenes of downtown Minneapolis, mostly around Nicollet Mall, it looks like, a little bit on Hennepin, a little bit on some of the numbered streets in that area. But they're all really like interesting photos. Like they clearly made by somebody that had a really good eye and somebody that had a great deal of curiosity about the world around him. And I noticed that in the corner they all said, copyright Mike Evangelist. And I thought, Mike Evangelist. Like, all these images are coming from the same person. There must be some kind of an interesting story here.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school.
What happened was, 3 years ago, Evangelist unearthed the old photos. Then he started posting the images on Old Minneapolis, where Sturtevant got interested, wrote an article, which the Minnesota Historical Society Press picked up and turned into a published hardback, Downtown, Minneapolis in the 1970s. Photos by Mike Evangelist, text by Andy Sturtevant. A photographer's dream come true. And it only took 40 years. Photographer Mike Evangelist.
And absolutely the thing people are the most nostalgic about is Dayton's. After that, there's sort of a second tier, which includes the Nankin Restaurant, the Forum Cafeteria. Then you go to Block E and Moby Dick's, the bar, and Rifle Sport, the arcade, and Schinder's, the book and magazine store. If I found photos of any of those places and I posted them, guaranteed they get twice as many likes and comments as average, just because people are so passionate about those things.
Evangelist captured a world that was as ordinary and unremarkable as any time while it's being lived. But from the perspective of now, his photos are a visual trove of detail. Shaggy suede coats, long center-parted hair, clogs, kiosks selling color slides, manual cash registers, and all those pretty girls. I asked writer Andy Sturtevant about one of the most compelling photos in the book. Who is the bird girl?
Yeah, bird girl. That is a young woman on a bicycle that Mike had taken a photo of. She's kind of like locking a bike up, and she's got her hand around a pole. It looks like she is probably flipping him the bird, but it's not like a really overt gesture. It's kind of very subtle. And her look is really interesting because she does kind of have this look of, you know, being irritated, possibly half interested. It's a really complex cocktail of emotions.
Not surprisingly, Evangelist has heard from lots of people who remember the buildings and corners and shops in his photos. And he's also heard from some of those who've spotted a family member or themselves.
I'm hoping that as this book gets out there more, that more people will be identified, because I would love to talk to these people. And what I really want to do, if anybody does come forward, I want to take them back to the location where the photo was taken and recreate it today. I'd love to find that woman who was locking up her bicycle.
For KFAI, this is Britty from Minneapolis, circa 1970.